Q94, Living on the Edge. That is Aerosmith. Hey, I'm Gary Lee. And we got your weekly Lake North Fork fishing report coming, but sad news. You know, I mean, there are several angels that walk among us, and, you know, nurses, police officers, first responders, and police officer Eddie Johnson was killed in a single vehicle crash while responding to a structure fire at a home in Royal Oak, approximately 6 miles west of Alton. Officer Johnson also served as fire chief of the Alton Volunteer Fire Department as a reserve deputy with the Oregon County Sheriff's Office. He is survived by his wife and 3 children. So our, you know, thoughts and prayers go out to Officer Eddie Johnson. And just a tragic, sad story. So, my goodness, life is very precious, folks. Try to make as many memories as you can. And, you know, don't sweat the small stuff, you know? Don't even sweat the big stuff. Live life, be happy, smile, find a giggle, make a memory, and just always be kind. Time now for your weekly Lake North Fork fishing report. Cruising on down to beautiful Lake North Fork, Gamalia, Arkansas, to Bayou Resort. Hey, Gary Faraci, how we doing?
Good morning, Gary. How are you on this beautiful Thirsty Thursday Mountain of Rock morning?
I am. I tell you what, I got suspenders on, shorts, and mountain climbing boots, and a little funky hat with a feather sticking out.
Oh, my gosh. I sound like you're ready for a beer.
If I could yodel, I would. I do have beer. So it's all good. I have a fishing pole.
Oh, well, there you go.
That's right.
And you're all set.
Yeah, you know. So I'm good to go. Hey, here we are. It's Thursday. We've been talking, need some colder weather, especially in the evening. Well, we got it. That lake temperature should be dropping, which should really start to make the fish get active.
Different fronts coming in at lake temperature. Everything I've been told is now below 70 degrees, anywhere from 66 to 68, I've had guys tell me. And the crappie bite is really picked up, and it's that time of year, and I'm live bait and different color selected jigs, whatever you're, Bobby Garland Red Thunder's been working good, and then 6 different colors on the tater bait's been working good on the crappie. So it's that time of year. They're starting to come up a little closer to the surface. You know, they're not as deep as they were. So I think we got, with that colder water, we're getting some more action out there.
Yeah, for sure. You know, the crappie's kind of been coming along, though, for a little while now. You know, it's real. The size of the crappie is what I'm really impressed with.
yeah, absolutely. They're just the 13, 14, 15-inch crappie. I mean, just, nice slab. Oh, really, really nice.
That's right.
And, guys getting close to getting limits. I've only seen a couple limits of 15, but I've seen a lot of 11s and 13s and that. So, it's definitely picking up. And that, just for it, even the last couple days where it's been in the 20s in the morning, you dress for it by 9:30, 10 o'clock, you know, it starts warming up a little bit. It's perfect to be out there.
Oh, yeah. Now, the largemouth, the bass bite, it's starting to get a little better. And what are they? What are they getting some luck on with that?
That's still all over the place, Gary, depending on which guy you talk to. I mean, you may talk to one guy and he's throwing 5 different things out there. They were deeper, and guys had to go down deep after them with different stuff, some plastic and that. I even had one guy going using spinner bait just because he was so frustrated in that on it. He goes, "They got to come up. They got to," you know. But they've been everything on the largemouth, and like I said, depending on who you talk to, there's some in shallower water up in the creeks. They're starting to. Some of the creek arms up here, they're starting to get a little shallower, and so that's picking up.
I think that, you know, there's just certain baits that you go-to baits, you know?
Right.
And you know, it gets it. I flirt around with the colors. You know, I'm with you. I hear a lot of people saying, well, you know, I threw a spinner bait. I threw a jerk bait. I was slow rolling a crank bait. You know, so it's, you know, I'm not going to say, well, this is the bait you need to use to catch them, because whatever you have confidence in, I think it's more about the color and the depth, you know, where you're going to find them.
Absolutely. I totally 100% agree with you on that. And that's why, you know, that's why guys go out there with six different rods and reels and different bait on each one, you know, and depending what area they're in, which something's not working, and they're changing, you know, they're not going to throw the same thing over and over. Most people don't, but
yeah.
Bass fishing's a whole different, that's a whole different thing.
Oh, it is. It's so much fun. You know, walleye, I like to catch the smallmouth and the walleye. That's what I prefer to go, if I'm on the lake, that's kind of what I'm after.
Trolling right now, bottom bouncers, walleye.
Yeah.
Yep, guys been doing okay with the walleye, absolutely.
Well, night crawlers, too. Night crawl, big worms and drop shot. Woo!
It's that time, and they've been doing okay with that. And then I just heard yesterday a guy come in. He was out here trolling Alabama rig with some flicker shad on it, a few different colors, mixing it up. And that, one striper, two hybrids, a smallmouth, and even a crappie thrown in on it.
Yeah.
He said he got four bites, four fish in 4 hours or 5 hours he was out there just trolling around. And not too far from here. They're starting to move in the areas that, there we go, that water temperature starts to drop a little bit, and that lake starts to turn over. Yeah, it's all picking up. It's a fun time of year. You and I have been talking about it for months, waiting for...
That's right.
It is,
Yeah, just dress accordingly, and you will have a blast. I'm expecting a pretty busy weekend on the lake, as it's we got a nice, beautiful weekend. Temperature's going to be in the mid to upper 70s. And should be some good fishing. Gary, we appreciate you, my man. And
you're welcome. I love doing it.
Oh, yeah, it's a blast. And for folks that want to know a little bit more, maybe get a cabin for a weekend getaway or maybe a week getaway, how can they get a hold of you?
Hey, Gary, they can always give us a shout at 870-467-5277. I love it when the guys stop in and we can talk about fish and how they did or what they're going to do and that.
Yeah.
I love doing that and finding out what guys are using. Stop in and say hi. Of course, always our Facebook page. I'm always putting stuff up there on who's catching what and what they're using, if I know, and that. And then, of course, always our website, thebayouresort.com.
That's right. You know, Bobby Barnes shares his knowledge from time to time. And, you know, Bobby may be one of the smartest guys that walks the planet Earth. I mean, you know, his intelligence just grows with each step he takes. And but he's on the lake a lot. And he's in the woods.
He is.
Right now,
I'd like having coffee with Bobby in the morning.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure right now, though, he's probably up a tree wearing nothing but a loincloth, you know, with one arm wrapped around it and the other holding his stick and string. As he glares,
I hope he hears this.
As he's glaring down to the ground with his flip-flops and, you know, he'll, yeah. Bobby's a good dude. Love him.
He is. And the other guy that's been slaying him out down the crappie is Steve Borgman.
Oh, yeah, Stevie. You know what? I've known Stevie forever. But even as when he, you know, teenager, young, the dude was completely and totally ate up with fishing. I mean, he fished all the time. And he has spent so much time at the lake. And that's what it takes. To be really good at what you do, you've got to devote a lot of time to that craft, and Steven has done that. I mean, he knows that lake better than anybody. He, you know, certain times of the year, he knows right where to go when it, you know, the color of the lake, the temperature of the air, the temperature of the lake. He just knows it. I mean, you could blindfold him and say, take me fishing. And he would Steven drive the boat blindfolded and take you to some great spots where you could just hammer away at the fish.
He's been doing that on the crappie. He really has. I tried to put all the pictures up there that he sends me and stuff, and Boy, he's been hammering it for sure.
Well, I'm endorsing him. I'm thinking maybe I'll get a Ziploc baggie of crappie fillets where I can have some sandwiches. Hey, you know,
I think that's going to happen here.
Love you, Stephen. Good man. And if you want to catch some fish, do it.
I'll make sure that I have them drop some off here the next few days.
All right. Hey, Gary, we appreciate you, man. We'll talk with you next week.
All right, Gary. Have a good one.
You betcha. Bye-bye.